You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Producer and pianist Warren Wills is back to Melbourne with lots and lots of more new shows for our community. Let's say hi to Warren Wills, who is joining us now with his entertainment news. Hi, Warren.
It's a great pleasure to be back on board with your listeners for SBS. And yes, I'm certainly here in Melbourne for the next 4 weeks coming up and just doing a season here, and it's called She. And this basically is a celebration and an absolute theatrical celebration entertainment to salute and honour the great women of music, theatre and film of the past 100 years. Mm-hmm. Our first one kicked off about 2 weeks ago with the incredible Femme Belling, and that was looking at artists like Barbara Streisand, Shirley Bassey, Marilyn Monroe and Judy Garland. The next one is this coming Wednesday, and it stars the incredible Sarah McLean, and we're looking at the jazz divas, and that's Ella Fitzgerald, Nina Simone, Aretha Franklin, Julie London, and, of course, Billie Holiday. And this is happening at the Marquee Restaurant at the Track, which is in Toorak, and we certainly look forward to seeing as many people down there as possible. We had a packed house last time, so we're certainly looking forward to that. And then on July 4, which is a Thursday, which, of course, is American Independence Day, of course, Kelly Orsi is doing Wonder Women, and we're looking at women who, in fact, have changed the world, and they're people like Josephine Baker and Piaf and a number of other people like that. So we're certainly very excited about the success of that. And after which time, I'm on a plane and I'm off to London for 6 months.
I believe 6 months of more preparations and collaborations for future shows?
I've got 6 months, so there's two or three things in particular which I'd love to share with you.
Please.
One of them is the fact that we have a West End opening of a world premiere of a new show. And it's called Reputation, of which I'm the director, musical director, arranger, and I have contributed a couple of the musical offerings. But it's written by a guy called Alec Glass. Mm-hmm. And it is set in Paris in the 1930s in a French girl's finishing school. And it looks at the particular story of a girl who submits a script, which is then plagiarized, which means ripped off, stolen, if you like, when it comes to intellectual copyright material. And it's all the subsequent shenanigans and court cases that happen thereafter. But this opens on November the 5th in the West End at a theatre owned by Andrew Lloyd Webber, and it's called The Other Place, the theatre. We open that on November the 5th. But, of course, while we're over there, that is not obviously not enough. And the next thing that we're doing, I've been working very, very closely with Gary Sokoloff, who is an extraordinary character. He is the only son of the union of Lali and Geeta Sokoloff. He is the only baby born from a product of a love relationship that happened in Auschwitz. And I know we look at it as a death camp and the horror of horrors, and yet Auschwitz serves as a backdrop for the union of Lali and Geeta, who miraculously managed to conduct a loving relationship which they pursued and got married when they both came out of Auschwitz. And because of all the appalling, absolutely shocking conditions of privation and brutality there, it was very unlikely that Geeta would have been able to conceive a child, particularly with experiments and all sorts of things happened to her. They tried unsuccessfully for 13 years, but thereafter, Gary Sokoloff appeared in the world and is the miracle of Auschwitz, and he is the son of the incredible literary phenomenon, which is, of course, the tattooist of Auschwitz.
Yes.
And we will be launching the book and the film and the stage play of Gary's story of the miracle of Auschwitz, and that will be happening also while I am over in London. And, Amit, if I may, I have one other thing which I really do want to just talk about, because it's such a big phenomenon that is happening in the West End in London at the moment. And a very, very dear friend of mine, Sharon D. Clarke, with whom I've done an incredible amount of work before in the past, very recently won the Olivier Award, which is like the, I suppose, the Oscars or the Tonys, which you had recently, but for the West End. And she won the Olivier Award for Best Actress in a Musical in the West End for an incredible piece called Caroline or Change. Well, off the back of that, it's fair to say that she's become Flavour of the Month over there. She is currently the counsellor in the new Elton John film, which is on worldwide release. She is starring Death of a Salesman, which is premiering in the West End in the summer. And then she is starring straight after that in Blues in the Night in the West End.
And to give our listeners an idea of who Sharon D. Clarke is, let's listen for a minute to Sharon, accompanied by Hugh Warren, playing the piano.
I know we've said some things we didn't mean. I know he's got something to prove. So maybe it's time that we stopped fooling ourselves, that the course of true love will run smooth. We need to spend some time together, work things out. Let's wipe the slate clean and start again. We've been through too much to go and throw it all away. Will he give me the chance to explain? Will he still be there in the morning? Or will I wake up on my own? And as another day is dawning, I'll learn to face it all alone. Will he still be there when I want him? I couldn't force the man to stay. Should I stand up and confront him, or turn and walk away?
The track we're listening to at the moment is a track called Will He Still Be There in the Morning? And this particular track is from a musical which is called The Fall of the House of Usher, written by the great Edgar Allan Poe, and based on the book Edgar Allan Poe, The Fall of the House of Usher. And in fact, I can remember seeing an awful 60s Hammer Horror Roger Corman film produced in Britain of the same title, starring Vincent Price. And myself and a writer, Richard Hanson, decided we would do a musical of The Fall of the House of Usher, which I must say is on the back burner, but the music from the piece was fantastic, and this is a beautiful song starring the incredible vocalist herself, Sharon D. Clarke.
I'm not prepared to go down on my knees. I'm not gonna beg him to stay.
Beautiful. Before we finish off, Warren, anything else you would like to add about your upcoming trip to London and the people you are going to meet over there?
Just a couple other things which I think are of huge importance. I'm also very heavily involved in working with a guy called John Farndon over in the UK. John is currently the Royal Literary Fellow of Britain, and for those listeners who are keen to actually go on Google, his surname is spelled F-A-R-N-D-O-N. He is the most published living author alive, with some 800 books. This man is prolific and prodigious, but he's also a forefront of an incredible movement that some of your listeners may be familiar with called Extinction Rebellion. And this is a movement which has got together that pursues civil disobedience in bringing to the attention of politicians to bring about change, to deal with problems of the planet like climate change and species extinction. Very recently, there was a massive gathering in London, and they actually had 700 arrests, which sounds very negative, but the positive side is already legislation has gone through Parliament bringing about great changes. I certainly look forward to catching up with John when I'm over in London.
Sounds really good, and it seems to keep you busy all the way. So thanks, Warren Wills, and speak to you next time.
It's been a great pleasure being on the show, and looking forward to more great things happening in the future. And of course, it looks like the Tories are about to get, can you believe it, Boris Johnson as leader of the Conservative Party in the UK.
Well, Boris Johnson we can leave for another topic, but maybe you could update us about him from the UK. Thanks, Warren.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.